Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market finally managed to put an end to a losing streak. The ASX 200 up 7 points, or a tenth of 1%, to 6,057. Unfortunately, though, we did hit a three-week low this morning, and this is the first gain for our market in 5 days. Also, when you consider that yesterday the market was down 15 times as much as what we managed to improve by today, certainly nothing to write home about. I think there are a few things at play. One, of course, is the fact that we're getting closer to the US election, which will be held next Tuesday. But the second thing to be concerned about is the alarming rise in coronavirus cases, particularly in the US and also in Europe. We're already seeing certain lockdowns being reintroduced and curfews as well in countries like Italy, France, and also Spain. Now, across the market today, it was quite a mixed bag. It was almost an even split of winners and losers on the ASX 200. The stocks that received most attention on the losing side were certainly some of the banks, ANZ in particular. And that's because over the next week, we're going to get profit results from four of the large five banks here in Australia. Now, ANZ was the worst. It fell 1.7%. This is ahead of its results, which will be out tomorrow. And it actually warned of a smaller profit result because of a one-off impairment. So its shares fell quite heavily, but the other major banks also dropped back today as well. There were a number of winners, though. It included Afterpay, which rose about 7.3% at the close. It released a quarterly update and said that sales over the past 3 months have not only more than doubled what they were a year ago, but it added 1.3 million new active customers over the past 3 months as well. Blackmores managed to lift 13% a day after it met investors, and we also had Super Retail Group up a good 4.5%. The company came out with a solid quarterly number with like-for-like sales up 25%, but the real standout for the group has been online spending, where they've had triple-digit growth across all of the chains, including Supercheap Auto, Rebel, and also Macpac. We've also had Melburnians enjoying their first day out of stage four lockdowns, and they're flocking to the shops. So stocks like Harvey Norman and also JB Hi-Fi managed to jump. We also heard from Coles today. The supermarket chain rose 2.7%, came out with a quarterly update, said that sales in stores, online, and in particular sales on liquor, on alcohol sales, went through the roof actually between July and September. An interesting trend here is that shoppers are actually becoming a little fancier in their choice of alcohol, and they've spent quite big on things like champagne, gin, and single malt whiskey. In fact, sales there jumped 50% over the quarter, while sales of cask wine actually declined. So people getting a little fancy with their taste there. So apart from that, we had an update on inflation, which basically showed that things are still under control. Consumer inflation did jump a little more than what was expected by economists, partly because of petrol prices, which came back, and also childcare costs, which are returning to normal levels. But the big picture hasn't changed. Inflation's likely to remain low for a number of years, and interest rates as well are likely to remain at these low levels for years to come too. In fact, the market's still convinced that there could very well be a rate cut on Melbourne Cup Day when the RBA meets next. That's just next Tuesday. Also looking forward to tonight. Futures are pointing to a weaker start to trade. We've got plenty of companies out with profit results, including Boeing, GE, UPS, MasterCard, eBay, and also Visa. The Aussie dollar finally, 71.4 US.